Opponent Susan Hall. He was heckled and booed as he started his acceptance speech, but Mr. Khan insists he's staying positive.
It's been a difficult few months. We faced a campaign of non-stop negativity, but I couldn't be more proud that we answered fear-mongering with facts, hate with hope, and attempts to divide with efforts to unite.
Labour also won the mayoral races in Liverpool, West Yorkshire and Greater Manchester. A recount's been ordered in the West Midlands. Kevin Spacey's denied new allegations of inappropriate behaviour from men due to feature in a new Channel 4 documentary. Last year, the actor was found not guilty by a jury of 9 sexual offences alleged by 4 men at a trial in London. Around 31,000 properties have been left without water in East Sussex after a pipe burst. Southern Waters set up 3 bottled water stations for locals in Hastings and St Leonard's. Pro-Palestinian students are continuing to protest at universities across the UK. It follows violent demonstrations at campuses in the US. In sport, Manchester City are attempting to move back within a point of Premier League leaders Arsenal. Live now to Darren Stanage.
And City on course to cut the gap to Arsenal. They lead here in the tea time kickoff at the Etihad. Haaland grabbed the goal that separates the sides on 12 minutes. A penalty after 8. Norrie was judged to have felt Gvardiol in the box. He sent the keeper the wrong way. All the chances with the champions so far. Wolves pretty toothless in attack, you have to say. Manchester City 1, Wolves 0.
Arsenal extended their advantage earlier with a 3-0 win against Bournemouth. Nottingham Forest have given their chances of staying up a huge boost with a 3-1 victory at Sheffield United. And Livingston have been relegated from the Scottish Premiership after a 4-1 defeat to Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy.
This is Phoenix FM.
A massive thank you to Andy Gardner for a superb edition. Phoenix Sports standing in for John Chubb. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, Andy Gardner, for a superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Congratulations to Ipswich Town getting promoted to the Premier League. That's why John wasn't here, who's watching his beloved Ipswich Town. And you know what? We're not going to do madness this week. We're going to do this. Right. Happy Star Wars Day, everybody. May the 4th be with you. Right, hello. Hello, good evening. And welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on a bank holiday weekend. Yay! Look at that weather. That is British bank holiday weather, isn't it? I don't know, if we get a good hour, we might be able to squeeze in a barbecue. What do you reckon? Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Well, tomorrow's a bonus Saturday, so, you know, you can't have it all. We just want it all. Anyway, welcome to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. What we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't always get played enough on the radio. And, of course, all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, I promise you that. Now, we're going to have, because it's Star Wars Day, we are going to have a little bit of a space theme. Not entirely, but because of it is Star Wars Day, I think we should start off with a couple of Space Age tracks. But just before we get to them, I want to remind you that coming up, as always, and very shortly, we're going to be doing Trackwards. We'll be doing When Were They? And this week, of course, it's going to be four because it's Star Wars Day. It's May the 4th. We'll be finding out, are you a cover lover? We'll do the Soppy Softies at 7. We'll have the birthday bonanza. And, of course, we'll do the Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers teaser. And that's all before we say so long with the long song. So, I contemplated what space songs we should start with this evening. And eventually, I decided on these two that are coming up. So you know what to do. Turn it up. It's Saturday night. Kick back, chill out, and pour yourself your favourite tipple.
On the moon, we could.
it is Star Wars Day. It is May the 4th. Kicking off with a couple of songs linked to space. Opening the show was Adamant and Apollo 9, or Stuart Goddard to give him his real name. Apollo 9 was his sixth solo release away from the Ants, and it reached number 13 in 1984. And of course we heard Walking on the Moon by The Police. That was their fifth single and their second number one in 1979. It's taken from their absolutely brilliant second album, Regatta de Blanc, and it was written by Sting. Okay, now I think we can do this.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Right, I think you know by now what happens next. We do about 10 to 15 seconds of a song, but we play it backwards. And it's over to you to guess what you think it is. If you want to get in touch and have a guess, drop us a line. radio@phoenixfm.com. Love to hear from you. Love to know how we're soundtracking your bank holiday Saturday afternoon. Okay, here it is. Here is this week's Trackwards. There it is. Did you guess what it was? Drop me an email. As I said, radio@phoenixfm.com. Okay, when I was contemplating what space songs we should open with, these were the other two I considered, but let's play them anyway because they're great.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, low, low. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, not a soul he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, does he know? Far out, so you heard him too, ooh, ooh. Switch on the TV, we may pick him up on channel 2. Look out your window, I can see his light. If he can sparkle, he may land tonight. Don't tell your papa, or he'll get us locked up in time. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he blew our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told us, let the children lose it. Let the children use it. Let all the children boogie. Starman.
Phoenix FM.
With a sunshine smile upon my face, my friends are close at hand. In all my head of visions, I've disappeared without a trace. I'm mad, oh, I found somebody who I can rely on. This is the return of the space cowboy. It's a plan that's every good vibe zone. Stay at the speed of Jeeva. Maybe I'll have to get high to get by. Hey, I got that Jeeva Jeeva vibe.
Jamiroquai, and of course we're playing that because it's Star Wars Day. That one reached number 17 back in 1994. And before that, we heard the legendary David Bowie and Starman, and that one reached number 10 in 1972. That was only his second single release, you know, after Space Oddity in 1969. Okay, now we are going to do When Were They? And this week it's When Were They Fall, because it is the 4th of the month. We're going to play a song that was number 4 in the charts on this day in each of the corresponding years from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. So you just have to guess what the year is. So for instance, if you think the first song is from 1972, then the next one will be from 1982 and the final one from 1992. It's as simple as that. And kicking off, When Were They? This week, it's Simon and Garfunkel.
Feeling small when
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Phoenix FM.
Mama.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
This week's When Were They? And When Were They? Number four. All back-to-back songs, number four in the charts on this day, but in which year? First of all, we heard Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water. On this day, it was a non-mover in the charts, remaining at number four. It had already reached its peak position of number one. Do you know, it stayed at number one for 3 weeks, and Bridge Over Troubled Water is the title track from the final album that Simon and Garfunkel recorded together. Then we heard Blondie and Call Me. On this day, Blondie had just dropped one place from last week's number three. Call Me had already hit the top spot for 1 week. The song featured in the film American Gigolo, which starred Richard Gere. It was written by Debbie Harry and Giorgio Moroder and was also produced by Giorgio Moroder. Then from the 90s, we heard Adamski and Killer. Adamski was on his way up the charts on this day. Next week, Killer would make it all the way to number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. The song was written by Adamski and Seal sings lead vocals on the record. And you might remember that Seal actually re-recorded the song himself for his debut album and got Trevor Horn to produce it. So they were the songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s. But what year were they at number four? Well, I'll play one more record and then I'll let you know what the answer is. Beside you, Sophie B. Hawkins, a number 13 hit from 1994. Okay, it's time for me to give you the answer to when were they four? We played three songs back to back that were number four in the charts on this day in the corresponding years of the 70s, the 80s and 90s. We heard Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water from the 1970s. Blondie and Call Me from the 1980s, and Adamski Killer from the 1990s. And the answer is... well, it's the Zort, the Nort, the Zero. I don't know what to call it. Let's call it a Zorro. Yes, Simon and Garfunkel were number four in 1970s. Blondie was number four in 1980. And Adamski was number four in 1990. If you didn't get that one right, then let's try doing this again.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. That's right, it's Trackwards. We're going to play you 10 to 15 seconds of a song, but backwards, see if you can guess what it is. And here is this week's. And I'll give you the answer to that before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. So before we do the Soppy Softies at 7, we should also do this. Undercover on
the night. It's the Gazers, Plazers and Chasers cover Lover.
That's right. Now it's over to you to decide, do you prefer the original of the song or do you prefer the cover? Are you a cover lover? Here is the original and then I'll swiftly followed by the cover. It's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your
turn
eyes.
Turn around.
only falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn on bright eyes. Turn on.
Okay, that was the original. Here's the cover. Cover lover. So are you? Obviously, the original was Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. I mean, the song is just so iconic. I don't even think there's much I can tell you about it that you don't already know. You probably already know it was written and produced by Jim Steinman, who did a lot of work with Meatloaf. And you probably already know that it's Bonnie Tyler's only number one. It hit the top spot in 1983. So how about the cover then? That was Nikki French. Her version peaked at number five in 1994, and it was produced by Stock and Aitken of Sick, Aitken and Waterdown. I mean, they're producers that should never, ever have been allowed near a studio, let alone in one. Anyway, Nikki French did go on to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2000, and she finished 16th with the track Don't Play That Song Again, which I can only imagine was a tribute to Stock, Aitken and Waterdown and their production techniques. Okay, let's do Trackwards one more time before I give you the answer.
Trackwards.
Ilk of Trackwards. Okay, here it is. Okay, we've got a teaser coming up, and then it's the answer to Trackwards. their 10th single release, but ironically, they're first to miss out on the top 10. It peaked at number 12 in 1979. You probably recognise it. It was sampled really heavily by Duck Sauce, I think it was, in 2010 on the record of Barbra Streisand. Okay, one last listen to Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Nope. Of Trackwoods. Okay, last time I'm going to play it because we're going to do the answer right now. Any closer to guessing it? It's obvious now, isn't it?